And the final answer out of the first star, Al Brother.
All right, there he is, Le Frère d'Alain. Al's brother is in here. He's in studio looking good and feeling good. And I guess we got the NFL offseason kind of officially behind us, Al's brother. We're into some mini camps, and before you know it, they'll be in camp for real in July. And CFL, who knows what's going to happen there. Tough time for them to be dealing with a dispute. There's so much else going on in the country right now. But hopefully they figure that out soon. And good to see you, man.
Oh, good to see you guys as well. And you forgot about the USFL. Did you watch any of that?
No.
I put it on for all of 30 seconds, and I was like, yeah, no, this is why this league is going to fold, ultimately.
What's the fans like? I heard there's like 1,500 people there.
1,500? 15 try at most games. I swear, that was my biggest takeaway. So the entire league is taking place in like Birmingham, Alabama. So there's one of the teams that is like the Birmingham whatevers. There might be 1,500 people at those games, but every other team, there might be 15 people there tops. It's actually, I thought perhaps they just didn't allow fans into the stands, but every so often you see one or two people out there, you know, crushing popcorn and beers.
It says something about a monopoly, right? Like, football is so popular, and yet if it's not the NFL or college football, it just doesn't matter. It doesn't fly. It doesn't count. Like this XFL, that's not going to do anything. And you know, the CFL up here is hugely popular, and they actually get decent numbers on TV for the CFL in the States. Like, ESPN2 will play some games, but in terms of appearances, if it's players you don't know, teams that have no history, it just doesn't work.
Look at the OHL in Toronto. I think there's OHL teams. Mississauga, there's Brandt. Like, it just, people love hockey around here, but if it's not the NHL, they're not going.
Yeah, there's too many other options. I don't blame people for that, so... Anyway, Al's brother, we're glad you're here. We're glad you're in studio because we are going to embark on something we have never done before. We are going to dig up some old clips from the last 5 years. The three of us, myself, Owen Noodles, have been doing post-mortem shows on the Maple Leaf season for a long time now. And the last 5 years in particular, that includes two against Boston, two Game 7 losses against Boston, a Game 5 loss against Columbus in the bubble, Game 7 loss against the Habs last year, and a Game 7 loss against Tampa this year. In case people are unfamiliar with
that. Before we start this stupid game, are those our options to pick from?
Yes.
Okay, read it out again.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's Boston 1, Boston 2, Columbus, Montreal, Tampa. All right? That's how we'll answer it, based on the team they lost to. Okay. So it's the last five seasons, yesterday included. And Al's brother, you were going to set up a clip. You're going to throw to a clip. We have not heard these. We don't know who's saying what. Maybe all three of us are included in each individual clip. And then the three of us will go around the table. We will guess which year we believe that was from. And once we are done guessing, Al's brother will reveal that individual answer, and we'll move on to the next one. Capiche?
Sounds good.
Al's brother, take it away.
All right. Well, the first one, I guess I can't tell you where what it is, so it's kind of hard to set it up. But
just, you can't even give us details. Don't tip it off.
All right.
Play it. Malls? Just say play it.
Play it.
The fact of the matter is, you know, there's so many different things that you can look back on. Were there positives from the season? Yes, but ultimately...
Individual positives.
Yeah.
It all came down to the build-up, the training camp, the regular season, the ups, the downs. It came down to one game. To go back to what you said, if they don't get through one round this year, it's a failure.
It's a failed season.
I have no idea. That could have been yesterday.
I'm going to say this. Columbus.
Yeah.
You're on Columbus.
Columbus in the bubble.
I was saying Columbus. Noodles?
I actually, for some reason, it was Columbus for me, too.
Okay, you're both on Columbus. I am going to say... Boston?
Two.
Boston, the second Boston loss. Boston 2. All right, final answers. Everything locked in?
Locked in.
Locked in.
Boston 2.
Whoa!
What a start.
April 24th, 2019. Was it a 3-0 loss that game, I believe it was, to the Boston Bruins? Not good.
Can you believe that? That could have been yesterday. If that was yesterday, I would have said, that's yesterday, I guess.
That does sound like
what a start. Okay, so I'm up 1-0. I don't know if we need to keep. I don't even.
I don't know if you really want to win this game.
I'm kind of embarrassed by it, to be honest with you. You keep score,
I'll keep the score here.
What was the date of that again?
That one was April 24th, 2019, against the Boston Bruins, a 3-0
I should have known it,
Al's
brother, and Hayes, I don't know if this is possible, but it sounded older. Is that possible? Like, it was, it sounded like an old clip.
You know
it,
sounded
like 3G is what it sounded like.
Something. Like, anyway, Al's brother, get horny and get another clip.
All right, let's pull up the second one, Malls. Let's get to it.
You look at the team on paper, you're like, that's a good team, really good team. They had a great regular season. They don't have dysfunction. They're not an unlikable team in terms of guys doing stupid things or being losers. Really, like, they've got a culture, they've got an organization that you can be proud of if you're a Leaf fan. It's just when it gets to the big moments to close, they can't close.
That's yesterday.
That was yesterday. Yeah, that's too fresh. I remember my
Too
take.
Fresh. Too fresh. Fire up another one that right away.
All right, we're all on Tampa, right, Al's brother?
That's
that was correct.
That was yesterday. 2-1 L. The record setting. Was it 5 straight game deciding eliminations?
That's
never
right.
done in the MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL. Setting records with that loss.
That's right.
All right, let's get to the next one, Malls.
Couple of things dawned on me last night. How any adult human being could just decide, I'm going to be a fan of this team. Like, it's one thing if you inherited this fandom, right? If you inherited this torture, I get it, right? Like, I can speak from my own experience. If you're from here or whatever. But let's say you live halfway around the world and you decide I'm going to become a National Hockey League fan and I'm just going to pick a team at random. If the Leafs come up, do over. Mully, pretend it didn't happen. Go pick a different
it's
team.
Last year, I know
this.
It.
I've got
last
this. Last year, harsh, Montreal. Man.
Are these all
last
me?
Last year, Montreal.
Are these all? It's I all mean, me just yelling.
You've got the takes. You got the pulse on Leafs Nation. So of course,
is.
It's
you're
you.
Okay, what
Toronto
is your answer?
Sports.
Oh, what's your answer? Put your
last year Montreal.
Down.
Yeah, mine is last year Montreal. That was you going, why would somebody be a fan? I remember that. It was last year.
I feel like it was Columbus. I feel
no, that was last year Montreal 100%.
I'll say Columbus just because I'll hedge. I'll say Columbus.
This was last year, Hazy B, the debacle in Montreal. I mean, there was a lot of people who were kind of talking about turning in their fan cards at the end of the season. They said, "Check, please. Let's see back in spring 2022." Ultimately, they did the exact same thing all over again last week.
That's what's amazing. The first clip we played was from Boston. Two.
Yeah.
And that was 4 series ago.
Mm-hmm. Dude, it's ridiculous. This segment alone is ridiculous enough as it is, but to have a Boston 2 option as an answer?
Not the best.
Not the best.
No, it's not
okay,
the best.
You guys nailed that. Please tell me it's the one of these other two guys frothing in this next clip. Go ahead, Els, brother.
All right, here's the next one. Play it, Malls.
It went up in flames big time last night. Last night was one of the more heartbreaking, soul-crushing sports experiences I've had here in Toronto. And I think I can speak for everybody in the city. I mean, especially Leaf fans. That one sucked. That was really tough last night.
I don't know if you felt this way, but I was waiting for it for some reason. I couldn't predict it. I didn't know it was going to happen. But I'm thinking, is this team going to collapse and let this happen again? And it was like it happened. It was like a bad goal, a bad play.
I know. That was Boston, too.
No, we've already established Boston.
No,
too.
I don't think that was Boston. I
Boston
think that was
won.
Columbus.
Boston won.
That sounded more Columbus-y to me.
That was Columbus-y to me because Boston won was what year?
That was a blowout, wasn't it? Boston won.
No, Boston won. They had the lead going into the third period. Boston won was when Freddie Anderson just
blew up
and
that's my answer. Boston won.
It's Boston won then. That's for me.
I'll go. I think you're right. I'll go. Boston won.
It was Boston won. That was the collapse. We were
told you.
And O says, I can't believe they're going to do it again in reference to the collapse of 2013. Right. They did it again. They gave away the lead in Game 7 and collapsed again.
That's what threw me off. I thought that's more Columbus, the idea of referencing puking away games and series. But I guess at that point, you go back to 2018. In Boston 1, we were talking about Boston original a lot, right? Like, we would have been talking about the 13 collapse a lot. We should find some clips from 13. Can you imagine those clips?
Guys.
Oh, I remember CTV Austin Delaney came in and did a bit on me. I was a moose back then too. I was Griff, and I had a dark, grungy studio, and I was snapping about. And it was like the way he phrased it was, "They choked again," said Brian Hayes, and then it was like clips of me just going nuts. About
we gotta joking. Get that clip. Oh, we gotta God. Get that clip.
It's in the archives. It's in the archives.
So. We should be able to pull that up. We should ask somebody at CTV if they could pull up that particular.
I don't want to see it, Noodles, because I don't.
No, this is the last day. This is the last day. Al's brother, fire up something else.
All right, there's only one left, I guess, right, Al's brother?
There is one left, so I guess we might as well get to it.
Are they more talented right now than 10 years ago? Absolutely. Do I feel better about where they are today than I did 10 years ago? Yes, I do. Substantially better? I don't think I do. I can't sit here and say I feel way better about this organization today than I did 10 years ago.
Wow. That's Columbus.
That's Columbus.
Yeah.
Think about that was 2 years ago, and listen to me. Like, listen to how...
Yelling and screaming.
I'm done 2 years ago. Since then, they have choked away a 3-1 lead against Montreal and then lost to Tampa. That was Columbus. Wow, they all really, honestly, if you told me they were completely different years, I wouldn't know the difference. I really don't think we would. No.
It's the same story every year.
Wow,
it seems to be the same story each and every year, guys. Well, it's the same show, right? You've been talking about it 11 years in a row. You've been doing the exact same show, and that proof is in the pudding. These takes are being said on different years, different dates of different seasons, yet it's all very similar talking points.
Yep. And yet, it's going to be probably the same structured team coming back again next year.
Sounds like it, doesn't it?
Well,
sure does.
I'm not convinced of that.
No, I know you're not there, Noodles.
I'm just not there. I'll
say this. So when I heard, it was more so right at the end of Dubas's presser. He did kind of say, look, we're going to look into it. And if there is a way to make this team better, and if we do have to look into one of these core guys, we'll explore that option. I wanted to hear that today. I did not want to hear we can, we will. So that to me was at least a positive that it sounds like they're open to at least listening and making change. Whether they do it or not is a totally separate conversation, but at least it sounds like they're open to it where they weren't in the past.
You know what I would have liked to hear today, whether it was true or not? Hayes, you talked about a jolt or maybe making things uncomfortable. If Kyle Dubas would have said, listen, we failed again, even though we really like our team, but everything's on the table. I'm going to explore every option. That's it. Doesn't have to point fingers or do anything, but it's like everything is on the table because we're going to find a way to break through. And maybe they're in their mind breaking through is just rolling it back again. But, you know, at least sell to everyone, maybe a little bit as talking about rolling into that room, a little uncomfortable. Comfortable feeling.
I don't like in this market saying that, Noodles.
Yeah, but that leaves
because
it
you know
to...
why? Because then you're it's like you're sending out a vibe to other GMs. Oh, you know, this guy's desperate to make something happen. I sit tight and you don't say. You have to think that and want that, but I don't think in this market you blurt that out. Because you blurt out everything's on the table, other GMs are going to be like, oh, here we go. This guy's going to call and try to ditch something off. I wouldn't make that statement in this market.
You just don't make the move. You know, like
you don't have to,
like I said, you're not making a move just to make a
move.
No,
I know. I think you think that and you do that, hopefully, but I don't think that's something you blurt out.
So then it comes back to then, you know, the lip service, the Maasai telling, you know, everyone's good, and then you're the assassin afterwards. That's basically what you're saying. Oh, is even if you think it, you don't say it because of the ramifications of this market. But you still execute, and it doesn't matter. They're not going to hold your feet to the fire of what you said 2 weeks ago.
Well, I just think from a leverage perspective, to say that you're just dying to unload something, the other guy just, I don't know, I think it just reeks of kind of desperation to change, and maybe somebody senses that. I just don't think in this market you blurt something like that out.
Yeah, I don't...
But that's got to be the case, Jamie. Everything's got to be on the table.
Everything, I mean... Reasonable. You're not trading Austin Matthews, but I'm saying everything's got to be on the table as far as trying to make your team better. And you can't just go, well, that guy, I told him I'm not trading him, so that's not doing. If somebody offers you something better, you do it.
You have to. I mean, that's at the core of, I think, what everyone's reaction would be, regardless of how optimistic you are, how great you feel about things,
right?
You know, how much you love the players, the team, et cetera, is just the basic rule number one of anyone in management. If you can make an improvement, it's imperative you have to. And I think now more than ever, you owe it to yourself, the team, and most importantly, on the outside, the fans. But it would be easier for me to get there that this is just either a bluff or a PR angle where they know exactly what they're going to say, and then they're actually thinking behind the scenes, we're going to do something drastically different. If I had not seen the exact same movie year after year after year.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's the only... They literally last year had... Not literally, but effectively the exact same presser, and they actually didn't do anything. Like, they really did. Yes, they signed players, which is going to happen. They made a deal, one deal at the deadline. That's it.
Fringe work.
Yeah.
Like, so last year, they effectively said the exact same thing, and they followed through on that. I just, fool me once. What does George Bush say down in Texas?
You know, maybe like, Tennessee.
Yeah, just I have no reason to believe that they're not stubbornly moving forward with the plan that they put in place years ago, and they are going to will it into existence. And if it happens, awesome. Awesome, right? Like, your God, we all know this. It's been established for a long time. Whoever wins here is a God here. Right?
Yeah.
And you don't have to explain anything that happened in the past. Everything will be forgotten. Everything will melt away. No one will care. But if you don't, are you going to regret if in a year from now it fails again and all these people are out, you're looking back saying, I can't believe we didn't make an adjustment. Yeah, like, right. they're fully pot committed. It feels like to me to, you know, the guys that they've had here for a long time. And individually, they're all really good players. Again, they're easy guys to like. We all said that yesterday. This isn't a group of players or people, more importantly, that are unlikable or make you feel like it's kind of scummy being a Leaf fan or anything like that. Not in the least.
No.
Not in the least. It hasn't.
Work hard, great guys, great work ethic, all of it. It just doesn't work on the ice. Yeah.
But you know what it is? It's hard to explain to, though. I've had people call from throughout the league. Just looking for feedback and all of that. Like, and I say, explain it. Well, good team, all of that, skilled. Like, okay, well, you ran into Tampa. Okay, well, you ran into Montreal.
Always an excuse, right?
Excuses are for losers, man. Like, that's what it is. You've got to find a way to push through. And that's why I think there is adjustments coming. And it's not just, tweaking out your fourth line. Like, they've got to find a way to be harder to play against. And we all saw it. We complained about reffing. Well, the reffing was there in the playoffs. Like, you can't go, there was no calls, cross-check gate and all of that. There was calls left and right in the playoffs. You may not have liked them, but there was calls. So you can't blame, you can't build a team for the regular season and then build another one for the playoffs. They kind of married into each other this year. Like,
What do they have, 18 power play chances?
Exactly.
They went 0-18.
0-18. So that excuse is out the window, where it's like, regular season, and then it plays different in the playoffs. Well, no, you didn't play. You didn't adjust. Every piece of ice is contested in the playoffs. Not in the regular season, in the playoffs.
Exactly.
There was an investment, physical investment.
There you go, investments. All right, Al's brother, we've invested in your time, and we appreciate you accepting our invitation.
Anytime, guys. You know that.
Absolutely. We're not doing this next year, I'll tell you that. I'm not doing it next year.
I hope
year.
Not. No. I
You're
hope not.
Do that
no, no, but if we if there's a scenario, I'm still not doing the segment. I can't. What? I can not.
What do you think? Teeing up second series next year? What do you think?
We got to tee up a second series next year. That's our goal on this show.
You said this yesterday, Hayes, and I couldn't believe it when I actually heard it. You've been on the radio for a decade, and you've never reset a series with the Maple Leafs.
Never once.
It just really put it into perspective for me how crushing it's been to be, for Leaf fans. Like, it really did.
I have done thousands and thousands of hours in this city, And never once have I said, we're back to game one tonight down at Scotiabank. I have for the Raptors.
I've never gone to commercial break saying, well, great job from the fellows. We're going to come back from a break, and we're going to tee up the Florida Panthers for round two, folks.
Never once. Nope.
We'll get never to once. That next.
Next year. It's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time.
We're going to tee up round two. We'll get to that
next year.
Oh,
what a tease.
Tough, man.
What a tease. Let's do it for real here. Al's brother, it's great seeing you. We'll catch you tomorrow at noon.
Thanks, guys.
There's Al's brother. He and Julia Tesheri every afternoon. The best in the business. 12 to 2 right here on TSN Radio.